Hi, my name's Mark Brewster, and I'm going to be your host today on the 200th podcast of Discover MontCalm. More right after this.
The Discover MontCalm podcast thanks West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, M1063 WGLM, DW Video, Blueberry Podcast Platform, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
Hey, welcome back. Again, I'm Mark Brewster, and today we're going to be talking to Dwayne Weed, Discover MontCalm podcast.
Roles are reversed.
I know. We go back a ways, a long ways. I did the math before we started rolling. 44 years.
I was a puppy. I was just a puppy then.
We have some history, and I'm honored to take a few moments and find out what's been happening inside of that head for the last 44 years.
And thank you for tuning in. We're out. No, if you haven't noticed already, we're going to have fun with this. So,
and if I'm pegging the VU meters, I'm sorry.
I'm adjusting.
Try not to laugh too loud. Actually, we met, I think, at Ferris University.
We did, it was a college then, when you and I were there.
Yeah, but I don't tell people that. It sounds so much better to be a university.
But it wasn't an institute, so we're not that old.
That's right.
We're not that old.
So. We were there after it burned the first time. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. This is going to be an interesting ride, you know, because I ask you because we have history. We've been down a lot of paths. We've shared a lot of things.
Kids have grown up together.
Yeah, kids have grown up. Families have grown up. You know, what started off as business turned into I consider you one of my closest friends, lifelong friendship. So I know that you've done this off and on as your job. You're now retired. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to put him in charge of interviewing me.
Well, you know.
It's fun.
You've had a reprieve because I moved away for a while, so. So it's time to stir the mud back up from the bottom.
That works.
And you're now doing a podcast.
I have, you know, 200 episodes. I didn't think it was going to be that much.
How did you start doing this? Because, well, yeah. Let's just leave it at that. And
where did it start? Well, back in 2014, 2015, I came up with this idea. I wanted to do a documentary on Montcalm County. Because I'm right here. I figured my business, we'd do a documentary. Went out, did some interviews, got some seed stuff, and was finding that because I was for a profit, I'm not a nonprofit, I'm for profit, that getting grants, and I was also finding that people would love to be on the show, but nobody wanted to pay. It wasn't a show. People wanted a documentary. Because I was going to do all the townships, I was going to go deep.
I remember some discussions.
Yeah,
on
it was going to be a 2 or 3 year deep, hitting all of the events from everything from business, industry, blah, blah, blah. And I went, okay, if I'm going to have to fund this whole thing, I'm not going to do it. You know, and then I kind of let it set. Then we had the pandemic. And then everything kind of went out the window, and after we got through the pandemic, I then started looking at things that I had started. You know, what am I going to do? I took on a teaching position at the Montcalm Area Career Center. I was like, okay, what's going to happen here? And I decided that, what am I going to do with Discover Montcalm? So I met up with a gentleman. His name is Franz Magnus. He has since passed away, but he was in charge of a lot of economic development in the county. He loved my idea, but because I was I was for profit, but he was biting at that. I remember we met over at Clifford Lake, and he's like, we got to get this going. Unfortunately, his health turned shortly thereafter, and it kind of fell off. And I'm like, okay, I got Discover MontCalm. What am I going to do with it? You know, I've got the domain name, I've got the website that we started. Documentary's not really going to be what I thought it was going to be, you know, because at that point you're like, okay, I'm not funding this. And I went, hey, maybe I could do a podcast. I mean, I have
everything.
All the equipment. I know how to do the production.
You even have years and years and years of B-roll.
Well, I
mean, can we say that?
Yeah, we can. It's a podcast. Yeah, we can. But at that time, I thought, okay, let's see if I could do that. And I thought, I'll do a weekly podcast. Parts of me at certain times was like, I think I have a lot to say, but then I don't have a lot to say. And starting up the podcast, I basically went back to those interviews that I was starting with the documentary. And I used those as some of my first episodes. And I remember getting a phone call over at the Career Center after one of the my former guest that I did back in like 2018, he passed away. And his son called me. And he goes, when did you interview my dad? He says, because we were like, okay, we know dad did a lot of stuff in local government. And Ralph Hollenstein was his name. And he goes, you got my dad before his health decline. And I shared, and he goes, we were like, okay, we know dad did all this. And we were Googling him. You know, we were sitting at the funeral home Googling him. And this came up, and we started watching it. And we're like, when did dad do that? You know, but it caught him at his essence. And right there and then I went, maybe I'm onto something. Not that I want people that come on as a guest
to be calling you
to pass away, but I captured a moment of history that we can't get back from anybody else from his perspective. And because he was a supervisor of Reynolds Township for a long time, did a lot of stuff in local government, he had a lot of history. And from there, it's just kind of taken off. You know, and as you and I both know, we can talk to anybody,
right?
Anytime.
I'm also getting an education because we've been a long time associates and friends, and at times business partners on projects.
Yes.
But I haven't followed the podcast. Well, shame on me.
But you're retired.
I feel really bad.
But I have this.
That's true.
You know, and if I can build this, and there's other directions that we're looking at going, and I just, this will be something that I could do on my time.
So I won't get calls anymore to come over and help you build some more stuff on your studio?
Well, you helped with the wiring. I can't do a 3 or 4-way switch to save my life, but, you know, I could get all the wiring run, and then I call you, and you come and do your magic, and then we have a meal. I know what I was good. I can follow direct, and I would kept blowing breakers. I'm like, Mark, I need your help.
Well, it's been, I've watched the equipment change, the technology change.
Oh, yes.
You know, and of course the customer, because what you used to do was video based and on a cassette, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's web based. How's the change in the industry affected your family? I mean, we grew up together, so I saw a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, I learned early on that I had to adapt. First and foremost, if I was going to run a business in Howard City, Michigan, I really had to adapt, you know, because it's not really the production mecca of anything.
It's right here.
Yes, yes.
Just so people have an idea.
Yeah, so if you're watching this on YouTube, you saw that. If you're listening to it on iHeart or, you know, one of those podcasts, you have to go back and you have to watch the YouTube video to show where Mark put our location.
Yeah, it's on my hand. Right between the pinky and the ring finger.
Yes, yes. But technology, I mean, you and I both know that the cameras that we started with were huge.
35 pounds.
Yeah, and then my first had a camera, and the deck was portable behind me, and I had to wheel it around. You know, 3/4 inch is what I started with. And then liked it when it started, you know, technology changed, and then the cameras got smaller and the quality got like, whoa.
Much better.
Yeah, which is technology, you know, and, you know, we're shooting this with, you know, small cameras.
Right.
Which is, you know, so technology does change, but staying up on that also keeps me, you know, it's the part of it that I like. I just don't always like paying for it.
Ah.
You know, but there again, I got to work that into budgets.
So we were talking a little bit about adapting the family and production.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been kind of nice having the business right here. Because if I needed to be called in by the family when the kids were younger, they'd come out here. My son found that he come out and said, hey, you know, what can I do? Because he was a little more on the techy side of things.
Still is.
Very much so, but does not want to work out here. He knew that, but it wasn't for him, and that's fine. But he could make money out here. And, you know, there's always the challenges of running your own business, because if you're not hungry and you don't go out and sell it, you don't eat. You know, it's like a hunter going out. If you don't see the game, you don't eat. So you got to keep working it. And there's been a lot of great ups and there's been some downs, but never anything too bad. You know, it's still going. And then in 2020, got the opportunity to start teaching at the Career Center. And that's been an interesting ride as well.
What we used to teach and was textual, and you had huge studios and things, now you can do on your phone.
And the last year, I have adapted a lot of what I'm teaching the kids to be a little bit more phone-based, mm-hmm. because that's where it's at. And I found that with my students, when we started, we thought it was a path right to MCC, to their digital arts program, or to Ferris or Grand Valley or wherever. But the reality of it was most of these kids want to do it as a side hustle. They want to be a photographer, you know, but through the program, they get video and they get social media and web design, all those things that could help them with their side hustle. Some of them want to go through and, you know, actually do this as a career. And others are, I'm not going to be in school. I can come out here and play with cameras and be a little creative, but I really don't care that this is what I want to do the rest of my life.
So I also noticed that you don't just have DiscoverMontCalm. You have a specific segment called Tech Tuesday. Now, how'd that come about?
Well,
because we're talking tech.
We are talking tech. And Tech Tuesday, I've always looked at, okay, I always felt there was more. I always thought there was more to Discover. I didn't realize it when I started Discover, but as I'm into the Discover podcast, I started feeling that there's more that we can do. And, you know, at this point of my life, I'm knocking on that retirement door. I will build up the podcast, and the tech side came because some of my guests that come on do technology. And I said, hey, can we put together some techie things that, you know, I don't have to run them every Tuesday, but, you know, Tech Tuesday, you know, go with the T, tech, you know, I thought.
Alliteration is always a wonderful thing.
You know, and it wasn't like I came up with anything that's, oh my goodness, nobody thought of that. It was more like, it just worked. So I started doing these Tech Tuesdays with guests to talk about things that can help business people, you know, that maybe they're entrepreneur and they're like, I don't understand this. So, you know, we've got an episode out there at this point that's on different parts of AI. Now you can love it or hate it, but there's certain things about AI that can help you. So we're walking you through that. We're doing episodes on how to start a podcast for your business. You know, some of the intro type things. SEO, looking for guests that have knowledge in social media that we can come in and I can have them be a part of the show, which then promotes their business as well.
I was kind of wondering if those specific divisions in your podcast were still aimed at just the business group, or is there an opportunity, or are you looking at students or continuing education or just the average viewer?
Well,
or retiree?
I'm letting it kind of take its path.
Okay.
I might have something where the Tech Tuesday can go off on a podcast all by itself. I'm just kind of following it. And I figure that the nice thing about when I do get to that retirement point, I will retire from the school, but I'll do this because I can bring in a little extra income, but I can still help people. And I have to keep my mind sharp. And why not tinker here? Plus, and you know my lovely wife, she doesn't want me in there all the time. Well, I mean, quite.
I don't know that.
Yeah, well, well, and your lovely wife loves it when you're out in the shop.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I mean, but we have something that keeps us going.
She'd like me to keep it a little more organized, but I've explained to her that my clutter has organization.
Now I get into things like technology. I can look for technology sponsors. I can look for people that I don't need to make a killing, just cover my cost, give me a little pocket change, and I can do it when I want to do it. I'm not out knocking on doors trying to build.
So who do you have kind of anxious or waiting in line? I mean, because we've talked about that, and
yeah,
you've gotten phone calls and people are interested in getting a message out there. You're the leap over the technology for them,
mm-hmm.
But
right now the technology side, I'm just kind of letting it go. I don't know where that's going to head. But I am always networking, bringing people in, because if I can help them shine, they help me shine. And, that's important. I've got other ideas that I want to do, other podcasts or other things that could continue using this space. We're also at a point where we're starting to get people that say, well, can you help me start my podcast? And the idea of a podcast consultant is something that I, again, things that I don't have to be out there pushing it as hard as I was, but something that I can still help somebody.
My wife and I noticed that, when you called me, I said, I don't watch podcasts. And my wife said, you do too. I don't listen to them either. Yeah. Either one, but we travel.
Mm-hmm.
We have a travel trailer, and we do. we watch them rather regularly, and I'd never sat down and thought about it. And
right,
there's a number of different audiences out there, folks that want to do it and may also want to partner.
Yeah, and I am working right now with another idea that will do short run podcasts for people. I've got it all laid out, and I've got a couple people right now that we are, quote, test marketing, because just because you have an idea in your head, you got to get it out there and work it. And the short run podcast, the underlying or the reason for those is to show that person as the expert. And those short-run podcasts become lead generators that can feed customers into their business. So we'll have the website, we'll do the lead generation, we'll have all of that coding stuff, applications part of the web. Again, things that I can do the production here, or maybe even at their location. If we do it at their location, the cost will go up, but there's times where it's better to do it at your place, not mine. So I didn't start the podcast with all of this in mind. All of this has come because people, like you mentioned, they come and they ask me. And I'm like, sure. I never turn down an opportunity as long as it, you know, if it doesn't put me in jail, then I will put that one out.
Yeah.
In part two, Mark and I take the show on the road and reveal what's next for the Discover.com podcast and ChattingLocal.com. Don't forget to like, follow, and share the Discover.com podcast. Let's band together and tell Montcalm County's story.